Sleep Talk。今天
是
二
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on July 29th, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Jason Offutt tells us ghost stories from Haunted Missouri. The mighty James Horan returns. Rich Anders joins us to discuss metaphysics. And finally, we'll be exploring Central State Mental Institution with filmmaker Dan Hall.
Couldn't hold it, could you?
Good job, Doug. Good job.
To listen too loudly.
I need to go someplace where I can be.
Balanced news coverage. Real people with real lives in your dramas and on your talk shows. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media, become the media.
Busy couple of weeks.
I'm still tired.
There's absolutely no reason I should be here right now.
Why is that?
I got on the freeway at 5:30. My skilled driving got me here on time.
You actually walked in about 2 minutes before. Yeah. Tell him, Tyler.
I'm the problem.
You are the problem. I'm the problem.
Yeah, you actually walked in here about 2 minutes before 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm.
So we commend you for that. I think you might have beat Duggett's record of actually being here.
Like, right as here. as the intro music.
No, playing. Yeah, I think you still have the record. Doug was actually, the
that
intro
was Doug
music
and
was
I
playing.
Together.
Yeah, we were together.
So
yeah,
you both hold the record then, collectively.
You have not beat our record individually.
No, yeah, I never have seen that in my life, that one, when you guys walked in as the music was playing. That was just... And it wasn't planned. It was just a logistical
Well, we had
nightmare.
To go through the rolling stop sign in order to get...
And the rolling four-way.
And the rolling four-way flashing red in order to get here, like, while the music
Doug,
is playing.
Doug creates his own traffic laws when we're running late.
She's, like, slowing down for the stop sign there on the road that starts with a B. I can't
Bunert.
Bunert or Bunner.
The notoriously haunted Bunert Road, by the way, too. Thanks to the Shadowlands, we need to talk, guys, over there. Please give me an email sometime. There is no haunted rock on Bunert Street in front of Warren.
There is a rock.
There's a rock there, but it's not haunted.
It is not haunted.
I don't know who put that up there. Well, sorry, go ahead.
But anyway, so right there near the rock is a stop sign, and it's a notorious stop sign. I mean, people get pulled over there all the time, but
be very careful, yes.
As she's, like, slowing down that one time when we got here when the music was playing, I said, that's a rolling stop sign. It's not an actual stop sign. You just keep going.
Well, I'm sure if you explained to the cop when he pulled you over what was going on, he'd let you go right away.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Warren cops are that much
fun. We're big names here in Warren, Michigan.
Or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We're back fresh from our trip to Gettysburg last week into the Ghost World Conference.
And I'm back fresh from my trip to Gettysburg for the Ghost World Conference. And previous to that,
you
I
were
was
gone
Bigfoot
for
hunting.
Yeah, you were gone for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the studio in a couple of weeks.
It looks really good. You've really kept it up nice. Yeah.
Thanks, Doug. I
still
appreciate
haven't
that.
Changed the walls, but we'll let it.
As you can see, our ceremonial bags hanging off the banner back there now.
Go through a conference.
I kept one of the bags with all the good stuff in it that they gave all the guests. I kept one in pristine shape. I put it right in the case.
I didn't get one either.
You should have asked for one. Jeff would have gave you one, but I took that one. It's got all the original stuff in it and all that neat stuff, and I want to keep it from getting beat up on. So it's a perfect bag, hopefully. It'll be a nice memento of our wonderful trip to Gettysburg last weekend for the Ghost World Conference. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I want to make one quick announcement before we get rolling here.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun.
sometime during the show, if you haven't been reading the website, which you should be at ghostlytalk.com, we have 10 free tickets for the Mid-South Paranormal Conference.
You're giving 10 away all at once?
Not all at once.
No.
I was going to say, oh my gosh, we have ghost hunting group's going to descend upon us.
And no. We have 10 free tickets that Keith Age was nice enough to give to us. And we were trying to figure out a way to give these things away to our listeners. And we figured out a really neat way to do this. What we're going to be doing is sometime during the show, I'm not saying when, we're going to just nail you with it. And sometime during the show, we're going to ask you a paranormal trivia question. Don't know what the question is yet. I'll figure it out as we go along. But, we're going to ask this question, though, to you guys who are listening out there. The only way that you can win these, we're going to give away one free ticket tonight. We might give away more, who knows how we're going to do it, but tonight's going to be one free ticket. The only way that you can win this ticket, though, is if you call in to the new caller line we have installed. You have to call in. You have to call during the show here. It can't be after the show. It can't be before the show. It has to be during the show, Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's immediately after, obviously, we ask the question. Anytime after that. The way it works is first person to call in, it's first come, first serve, more or less. Whoever raises their hand first on our call-in line, our operators will see it. They'll throw a rock at Bonnie's head.
Yeah, it'll be great.
And we'll take that call. It has to be the first person, though. It's going to be the first person. There's no other way around it. You have to be the first person to call in. So we ask the question. You jump on the phone line.
Well, I want people to call in even now because we've got 300 lines.
Oh, yeah. We got a ton of lines.
300 lines waiting for people to get on them. Mm-hmm. In order to connect to it, and you can call any time. It's just you'll want to raise your hand after the question is asked.
Yeah.
You can call any time, and you can call area code 605-475-8590. Mm-hmm. And then when the nice lady asks you for your secret code,
yeah.
you enter 555-1081.
And push
exactly.
And you push the pound button.
And then you push the pound button. That pops you into our line. You'll be able to listen. You listen to the show just on your phone.
Yeah, if you want
to. It's amazing.
To.
And then also, if you want to interact, the way to raise your hand is press 1-1.
You have to push 1-1 to raise your hand for us to answer the phone.
Yeah, but don't do that until we ask the question.
Don't do that until we ask the question. Or, if you do want to call in, that's fine.
Call in
questions.
And listen.
But in order to win this ticket, though, tonight, you have to call in. You have to be the first person to call in after we ask the question, though. Don't know when it's going
to
be.
To raise your hand by pressing 1-1.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know the answer. If you don't know the answer, we'll humiliate you on the air.
Yeah, you're going to be eaten up.
We may do that anyways, even if you know the answer.
The thing is, I highly doubt the first person that's going to raise their hand, so to say, is going to be wrong. I mean, they're going to be sitting in front of a computer most likely, so they're going to have access to the internet. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to find the answer to this question. That's why this is a really tough thing to do, because we know you're going to be able to answer the question really fast, but you have to be the fastest one to answer the question. Of all these other people, right?
Right.
That's the challenge of it, I think it's going to be. So the first person to raise their hand in our conference thing we have set up here on the computer screen, they're the one we're going to answer the phone, and they're the ones going to get the ticket. That's the way it's going to work.
Sounds good.
Hopefully that works. If it doesn't work, then we'll have to try something else, because we have to get rid of these tickets or Keith's going to thump me. So
keep them.
I don't want to get thumped by Keith. It's very... Yeah, I know you'd like that, Bonnie.
I would. I'd like to tape that.
Oh, you'd like to tape that,
wouldn't
you?
Yes, I would.
Wonderful.
Let us talk.
Let's talk.
I thought we were doing that already, but...
No. Let us talk about Ghost World.
I don't remember it. It was a blur.
Yes, I...
Well, Bonnie followed through on her promise that she was going to be the most ridiculous person on the planet that weekend. I think she did very well at achieving that goal.
I promised to be drunk every day, and I was.
Were you drunk every day?
Yes, I was.
Definitely.
Yes, I was.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just the one night.
No, it was every day.
It was every day.
Every day.
How? I didn't really... All right, well, maybe...
She showed up on Tuesday morning and...
Just blotto.
That was it. Yeah. After that,
I was wasted on the plane.
Just spin. Done. I didn't know. I thought it was just the one night.
Oh, no, I was drunk every day.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, maybe we should start from the beginning because we have about 20 minutes to go through this thing before we got our first guest on. You guys were already there.
We were there. Yeah, I was already there because I had gone Bigfoot hunting in New York the weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
So on that Sunday, the Sunday before Bonnie's divorce.
Yeah, yeah.
The 15th, that would be, because the 16th is the happy day.
No, it's not a national holiday, by the way.
So the 15th, I checked into the hotel in Gettysburg, and I worked from the hotel Monday, and Tuesday, and Monday, of course, was the happy day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday morning, or Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, after my work, mm-hmm. I went to the airport to pick you up,
mm-hmm.
and from then on, it was downhill.
It was not.
Thank
Doug
you for
went
that exciting
to the bar
commentary.
With me. Doug had several yeah. drinks with me.
I did indeed. I toasted her. So now at your divorce party, I don't have to.
Yes, you do.
No, remember I said
we never made that agreement.
Oh.
You still have to get drunk at the D party.
I don't, I rarely drink alcohol. I mean,
well, you promised.
I toasted with you.
And
I don't
apparently,
feel, I don't
we're going to need like a keg of rum to get him drunk.
Well, you got the tolerance of a bull, huh?
Well, I don't know. They kept buying stuff, and I...
He kept drinking it and was fine.
Yeah.
Well, I know when we got there, that was Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Thursday. So I don't remember too much of the weekend either. After, like, Saturday night on, I don't remember too much.
Tuesday, Bonnie shows up, right? And we went to the, what was it, the Mighty Bowl or something?
No. We went there Wednesday night when Sean got there. It's the Flying Bowl, but we went there Wednesday night.
I don't know. But
that's what it's called.
Right, we just went to the pub on the square that night.
Mm.
Then the next night, Sean shows up, and we went to the Flying Bowl. And then
the following night, we went to the Flying Bowl.
Well, the following night, we went to the Flying Bowl, too. But before that, I had to do laundry.
Mm.
Now, remember, I was, from Wednesday night before that, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and now Wednesday again,
mm-hmm.
or Thursday now. Thursday.
Yeah, yeah.
I was...
Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. I was, I was out of clothes. So they had to drop me off at the coin-operated laundry.
I remember talking to you about that.
Yes, I was at the coin-operated laundry for hours while they were...
mutants, yeah.
Right.
I've been to those places before, and there's... No.
Because if you recall Thursday, we were kind of busy
Thursday. That's what I want to talk about.
Well, yeah, that's kind of where this whole adventure starts, I think.
The very next day, everybody shows up at...
Andy and Tanya Kaiser's house from Experience Productions.
And
I want to note that my part of the crew, my team, we were up at 3 a.m. Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We were up at 3 a.m. Thursday morning, and we drove from Detroit to Gettysburg and got there at about 12:30, which we beat you guys.
I want to note that my team...
Who were 20 minutes away!
I want to note that my team was out drinking the night before.
Celebrating a divorce.
Yeah. Well, we left at like 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Down the road.
You guys did
painful.
Fantastic. And we all
painful.
Converged on
Andy and Tanya's
this
house,
absolutely gorgeous older house.
Well, it was gorgeous when we got there.
It was gorgeous when we got there.
Tore
when we
up.
Left, it was pretty tore up. But the beautiful house
mm-hmm.
in
Fayetteville.
Just outside of,
Fayetteville.
Yeah, just outside of Gettysburg. And, mm-hmm. We were filming.
We filmed the movie, the first step towards the new stuff Ghostly Talk, I guess, is going to be doing here.
Why, we made a movie.
We made a movie.
A picture show.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we were on film.
I know.
No accents.
We were on film for whatever that may be. I don't know.
I had a blast.
It was a ball. It was a riot.
During the time, now I only film like in the morning or in the afternoon, I should say, when at the table. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think I was involved in any other scenes other than at the table.
You did your scenes well, though.
Well, I can tell the difference even in my scenes, where I was trying to follow the script versus where we just ad-libbed the whole thing.
Yeah.
The ad-libbing was definitely far more fun.
Well, I think we filmed for about 11 hours on Thursday.
Yeah.
So, needless to say, by the end of the day, I know the four of us, me, Amber, Tom, and Jonathan, we were all just like, it was over.
And I have to say, you guys are mean to me. Period. That's all I have to say. I'm so disappointed in you guys. The second day, we went to the awards ceremony for the shoot because part of the scene is an award ceremony.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't have my goop in my hair.
Oh.
And I look like an eight ball. And I'm just, like, so mortified.
Okay, Doug, my hair looked.
Oh,
okay.
Well, all right.
Now that you mention that, I would have never even noticed it, to tell you the truth, Doug.
Oh, well, I look absolutely ridiculous the second day.
I thought you looked fine.
But, boy.
Because we were plotting that, Doug.
Yeah.
We were out to get
that
you.
That was all my master plan, to make Doug look foolish in this movie.
Well, it worked.
While I have 80s hair and whore makeup.
Well, we filmed the
you
next
were
morning.
Brilliant, by the way.
It was a good role, I have to say. When you guys see this thing, I don't want to leak too much. But it's I will say it's a mockumentary.
It's a mockumentary. It's a comedy. Okay. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So laugh at this stuff when you see it, please. It'll make us feel good. We filmed the next morning, Friday morning, for about 3 hours. We did, and we finished it up in the next morning, and spent the day just kind of exploring a little bit. Then we got to the hotel, checked in for our illustrious weekend at the Wyndham, which is a wow, nice place, gotta say. Good place for a conference. Kudos to Jeff and Vince and Laura for picking such a wonderful place in Gettysburg for us all to stay at and have this conference at. Didn't like the showers, though. Did you notice the showers? Didn't like it.
It was the only good thing about the Wyndham.
I didn't like... Oh, so you hated it. Oh.
I didn't like the Wyndham in general. I mean, the room was tiny. The room was
that
smaller.
That glass thing that just didn't move, it didn't do anything, it just stood there. In the shower, you didn't like that. You liked that. You enjoyed it.
Shower was the best shower I've ever encountered in a hotel.
If I had a plastic chair or anything, I would have just dragged it in there and sat in there for hours.
Okay, all right. I wasn't into the shower head though.
The shower head was like the size of a walk. I mean, it was
huge,
amazing, and I loved it. That was the best part.
It was like standing under a waterfall.
Well, maybe it's because I arced it out too far when I was using the shower.
Oh, you soaked the floor, didn't
you? And I soaked
the
floor up. I turned it into get a scuba gear to get
okay.
it.
Okay. Do not put your user error on the showers.
But
like,
if it had a shower and it totally shut, if it totally shut like it was supposed to, you wouldn't have that issue.
If you used it as a rain shower, which is what it was, mm-hmm. it would have done it for you, and it would not have made the floor wet.
Well, I like to kind of, like, step out a little bit. I don't like to be, like, right under the thing. It gives me claustrophobia. I don't like to have that thing right over my head.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like, you can't do that on television or something like that. I don't want to say the word. Yeah, I move, sir. I don't want to say I don't know and get slimed on my head or something like that. So, I don't know. Okay, all right. We have a debate here. We'll work that out after the show.
It was an awesome shower. The room was tiny, absolutely minuscule. It was a postage stamp. The sheer number of people we had in the room was hilarious.
God, it was brutal. It was like, I think we counted Saturday night, it was 12 or it was 13 people, I think, between both rooms. Two rooms with one king-size bed and a pull-away in each room. So we definitely were the punk rock band of the weekend there. I told everybody that. We are the punk rock band here of all the guest speakers or vendors or whatever. We really roughed it that
This weekend. Is not going to happen at the upcoming events, is it? Like, are we going to have like 50,000 people in the room at upcoming events? Or
we're working that stuff out.
Yeah.
We're working that stuff out. Hopefully, I don't think we're going to be doing that again. I think we just had a lot of people show up.
Well, that was Ghost World.
Yeah, we had a lot of people show up, and I don't think it's going to be nearly as ridiculous now.
Yeah.
It's just one of those weekends where you're in Gettysburg, and everybody wants to be there, and we're nice people, and we pretty much let anybody sleep us. We don't care.
Speaking of which, I think it's probably only responsible of us to say,
yeah,
2008, Ghost World.
Salem, Massachusetts.
Salem, Massachusetts.
The announcer was on the back of the program. That's how far ahead these guys have been planning. They had the programs done with the last page, the back cover. It had the announcement for the 2008 Ghost World Conference, which Bonnie just said Salem, Massachusetts is going to be in. So we're looking forward to that.
Extremely excited about that. I've never been to Salem, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. It is not in my top three.
Mm-hmm.
But
still,
who knows?
It'll be cool.
Maybe it will be after I've been there.
I think it'll be amazing to go there regardless. I think it'll be a really good trip. Again, I think we should, before we go any further, we have to give kudos to Vince Wilson, Jeff Belanger, and Laura
Hladik.
How do we screw her last name? Hladik. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Laura. They did a phenomenal job. I was just completely blown away the whole weekend of how great everything was put together. These guys really put a lot of time into this. They spent a very long time planning for it, and it showed.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it showed. Everything was just put together so well. We had no issues whatsoever. Everything was totally awesome. So those guys were complete wrecks afterwards. We got to see them after the conference, and they were totally blown away. But everybody was just totally happy, and everybody was congratulating them on putting together such a great production.
And it was. It was fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say. I mean,
it was my all-time favorite conference.
We escaped after...
Yeah.
What was that?
I dropped my pen.
Are you dropping things?
Scott's throwing things
at me. We escaped after, what was this, Sunday night or was it
Sunday.
Saturday night? And we went to see the sunset at Devil's Den.
Which Sunday night,
was
yeah.
Sunday night.
Yeah, and with an all-star cast, I have to say.
I know.
Ghostly Talk cool. was there. Ghostman and Demon Hunter Show was there. You
Let's
know,
just
our,
get into it. Troy Taylor.
Troy Taylor
John
was
Zappas.
There. John Zappas. I mean, we brought all these great people.
And
our friends from Canada.
Jeff from Canada yeah. and his bunch.
Yeah, yeah. Our buddies. All of our
wow.
buddies. The whole crew came out there, and it was just. There was this whole.
We had a mob.
Yeah. And we got to see that kid break his leg. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. A kid jumped off a rock and broke his leg.
That was like. We literally were getting out of the car, screwing the Marlboros in our lips as we got out of the car. And, like, we hadn't even done anything yet. And we looked up, and there was this kid, like, jumping off of.
The highest rock in Devil's Den.
The highest rock in Devil's Den. Like, the. What are they? It was like.
Not onto another rock. Or not onto something soft, but another
onto,
rock.
Yeah, it was
yeah
rock.
Onto actually what a staircase, isn't that where you
no,
walk up?
No, it was
go,
the
it's
big
the
boulder next
oh.
to the staircase.
Okay, so he was trying to jump over the stair
mm-hmm.
or over the
yeah,
the
yeah.
trail that you walk up
yeah.
onto the. Oh, okay.
He biffed it hard too. We all were like, oh,
hospital.
Well, we walked up to Jonathan and I walked up the hill, and we saw the two guys that were videotaping it.
Yeah.
Thanks, jackass people.
Do you know what else showed up? A Civil War reenactor showed up.
Yes.
A bagpipe
he's
player.
He's awesome. I don't think Doug saw the bagpipe.
There was a bagpipe
I saw
player
the photos on the photo bucket.
We actually got to stand there, and he played
we were
an
bummed. That's
Irish
what,
song for us.
Well, that's why Jonathan and I were going up the hill, because we wanted to see the bagpipe player. On the way up there, we saw the two idiots that were videotaping this other guy.
Right.
And we're like, so what's his next stunt going to be? Right? And he's like, they're like, no, he's going to the hospital. He's really messed up.
Yeah.
So we knew something bad. I mean, they
was that the one
the
that
hill.
Needed help to
he,
get up on the
yes.
rock?
Yes. That's the one.
So he
you,
thought
you
he was Superman?
For that. But they tried every conceivable way to get this guy up on the rock. And finally, the two guys that were on the rock had to get down, shove him up there, and then they both climbed back up. So he could
Brilliant.
Be an idiot. But...
Yeah, that poor kid, he tore himself up real good. So kudos to him. I hope he's doing well now. I hope in the hospital or wherever it may be. Yeah, we spent the evening at Devil's Den, though. It was really nice just sitting by the... And I know Sean, that was one thing Sean wanted to do. I heard it was Sean
yeah,
wanted
to
watch
wanted to see
the
sunset.
Yeah, at Devil's Den. So we did that and took a gazillion pictures.
And they're gorgeous.
They came out good.
I noticed that everyone has them on their MySpace page now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all went straight to Satan's website. There was no hang time for those pictures. What
they just went,
even Doug does.
Yep. It just showed up.
It just showed up. That's how popular. He has his own administrator for his
MySpace
page. That's how awesome he is.
Let's just
right?
say it's me. I do it.
You ruined the mystique.
I'm responsible for all of it.
But we just more or less it was just one of those weekends where you hung out. I mean, we met a lot of great people. The list goes on. I mean, I can't even begin to start naming everybody.
And,
Andy and Tanya.
We actually ran into a lady who run a bar or own a bar or something in Canton, Michigan.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
We've got to go there. I'm pretty sure it's haunted.
Well, these ladies were all over Doug. It was awesome, dude. No, they were cool. They wanted to hang out with Doug.
Oh,
it was great.
The women
no.
that were at the bar?
Yeah,
they
okay.
were cool. They
okay.
they loved Doug. And that when we got to talking, and the one of us was like, yeah, I own a bar in Canton, Michigan. She's going to email me, or you or somebody, and let us know where it's at.
Well, I hope so. Oh, because I want to stop in. And,
they came down there to see you, though, I think, Doug.
No,
oh, I
they,
think so.
They
no.
came down there for
but
you.
But I have to say, they knew who we all were. Because
yeah, that was cool.
I was in the middle of the bar having the little signing extravaganza going on.
Where's the pants at to hang up on the wall?
I did not bring them with me, but I was all having right. the signing extravaganza go on, and I was bent over in front of them, and I said, I'm sorry, you have to see this. And I had no idea who these women were.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, that's okay. Congratulations on your divorce. And I was like,
who are you?
Hey, thanks.
Cheers. Who are you? Yes. Yeah. No, they were super cool. Email us. Give us the address for that bar. We'd like to stop by one night and hang out. That'd be really cool. I know I talked to the lady for a few minutes on that. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, with this bunch, you can make a fortune, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you'll
bar
be rich.
For a week.
You'll be rich.
Yeah. Another yeah. round for everybody.
And you'll have random pairs of jeans hung up on yeah. your wall, apparently.
No, again, it was just one of those weekends where you can't really like chronologically lay it all down, I think. It was just such a great time. It's a matter of the whole thing, I think. The
yes.
whole thing was absolutely beautiful. It was wondrous. We had a ball. It was everything that we were expecting to get.
And we actually
awesome.
Jammed a lot into the time we were there.
Yes, we did.
We did. There was a lot. I mean, just the first 2 days alone were brutal. And I felt it. I know. I don't know about you guys, but
I want to do the sequel. I think we have to do the sequel.
Yeah, we're in talks to do a sequel already. I haven't even finished the first movie yet.
Yeah.
We had so much fun doing this with Andy and Tanya.
There will be... that is coming out.
They're going to do something
with
it.
In fall, right? I mean, the first one is coming out in fall.
Yeah, something like that.
So as soon as we have copies, you guys, go to these conferences. Because we've got conferences scheduled throughout September and October, right?
Yeah.
Go to these conferences. Come up to our table, and we'll show you the video. I'll even bring my little DVD player or whatever.
Hopefully,
we'll have something.
Yeah, we'll have something to show to people.
And I'll try and show it because this was the funniest video on the planet.
Speaking of media, I got to mention this too. I have them done. I have all of the presentations done. They're clipped up. They're ready to go. I just got to do a couple more confirmations with people, and they'll be up on there for you guys to download.
Excellent.
Everybody's very happy. They came out phenomenal.
Excellent.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy how good they came out. They sound great. And I will be getting those up on the site hopefully in the next day or two. They're done and ready to go. I just have to get them up there. But I just got to verify a couple of things. Also, the pictures are up. There's pictures up. We're going to be adding more pictures tonight. Tom managed to get all his pictures up for us to take and do what we want with. So those are in the photo album. If you go to, Ghostly Talk All Over, the album, and then conferences.
Yep.
Excellent.
And then the newest conference, you'll see that. So there's stuff's going up as we speak. And the audio from the conference will be up in the next day or two. I would have had it up sooner, but I'm just verifying. I don't put anything up until I verify with everybody. That's just the way we do it.
I want to thank GHI, Ghost Hunters Incorporated, for showing up.
Yes.
Just quite a trip. They're absolutely awesome. Magnus
and
Chris, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Just it made quite a week. Of course, Sean. Sean
poor
there.
Girl.
Sabrina,
I got to meet Sabrina for the first time. That was really cool to meet Sabrina finally.
She's a hoot. And then, of course, Bonnie made the week. She set the tone for the week.
Oh, yeah, she was great. She was totally
quite a time.
She was totally great, Doug. I agree with you 100% on that.
Okay, you have to admit, this was probably the nicest I've ever been at a conference ever.
The police were not involved once.
Yeah, that was a definite plus.
Okay, once. Yeah. So we'll
we enjoyed ourselves. I know a lot of people were there that enjoyed themselves also. It was really nice meeting more listeners.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, it's amazing. It blows me away still because we were talking about this a little bit, Doug. Just the people come up, hey, I love your show. And I'm like, who are you? I'm like, you don't know me and you listen to the show? How neat is that? That's
what,
pretty cool.
That is
what's
the coolest
even
thing.
More creepy is when you're standing there talking to someone and your badge is like buried so they can't read who you are.
And they know
and
who
like,
you are anyway.
Your voice sounds really familiar. Are you Bonnie?
Well, it's fun. We really enjoy getting out. That's one of the big reasons we go out to these things, because we finally want to meet people that listen to the show all these years. And it's finally great to meet people. People just come and go, dude, I listen to you every Monday. Mm-hmm. I download your show every Monday and listen to you. It's great. You know, thanks for doing your thing. And
but we want you to listen live.
Yes.
So, area code 605-7... I'm sorry,
475-8590.
I totally messed that up. 605-475-8590. And then when the lady asks you for the conference number, it is 555-1081. Press the pound sign.
We need you to call in if you want to win tickets tonight, or if you just want to call in and say hello, you can do that. Well, not necessarily while we have guests on. If you have a question, please call in for that. It is time for a break.
Excellent.
Are you panning yet?
Already?
I'm tired. Yeah, it's half an hour flu, dude. We'll be right back after this.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Scott L. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1¼-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Join the three paramigos for some serious discussion of the paranormal.
He wants to know how John prepares himself for what he sees before he goes out on some of these investigations.
I just take my glasses off.
And as usual, some surprising guest.
I was going to contract the viewer of Rodney Dangerfield. Can you hear me, Rodney?
Hey, what is this place? Where am I? I need to fire my agent. I get no respect.
Some very serious topics will be discussed.
Did you ever share with everybody my nickname for you?
No. Go ahead and tell them.
Tiny.
From the serious to satire, the Three Paramigos radio program, Tuesday nights on the APEC Radio Network, 8 to 10 p.m. Central.
The three paramigos are we.
Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Jason Offutt is a syndicated columnist, author, college journalism instructor, and fan of all things strange. His book of ghost stories, Haunted Missouri, A Ghostly Guide to Missouri's Most Spirit Spots, can be found, of course, on his website, www.jasonoffutt.com. That's J-A-S-O-N-O-F-F-U-T-T. .com. Mm-hmm. And of course he does From the Shadows.
Ooh.
Which is from-the-shadows.blogspot.com. Mm. So we are absolutely shocked that he agreed to come and be on Ghostly Talk. Welcome, Jason, to Ghostly Talk.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. I had a book signing last Saturday in Springfield, Missouri. And a gentleman came up and bought a book who was wearing a black Ghostly Talk t-shirt.
They get around.
I told him I was going to be on the air, and hopefully he'll be listening tonight.
Did you ask him, why do you have that god-awful show's t-shirt on, for goodness sake?
Well, I asked him about the t-shirt. He was at a convention recently. I forgot where the convention was.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Probably last weekend.
That's
yeah.
really, really good to hear. That
that's really good
folks
to hear.
Are enjoying their Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
And they're flying the colors. I think that's really yeah. cool. We appreciate it.
Well, color.
Nice to hear that. What the color?
Black.
They're flying the colors.
Black and white. We have colors. They're black and white.
It's good to hear that people are getting out, though. That's really cool. So thanks for that bit of information, Jason. Doug?
Well, I was... Okay, we have to skip right to what... A syndicated columnist, author, college journalism instructor, fan of all things strange, and, of course, the blog. I mean, you do From the Shadows blog, so fromtheshadows.blogspot.com. Why are you doing a blog? Tell me why, and what would encourage other people to do the blog, do other blogs, and read your blog?
Well, one of the things about my blog, I'm not, in which I've had to tell lots of people about my book, I'm not a ghost hunter. I'm a journalist. I was a reporter for a long time, and I teach journalism now at a university. And I approach all of my stories as a journalist. So I've got lots of background material. I've conducted lots of interviews with people who've actually experienced the paranormal. So one of the things about my blog that I think is different is that I'm approaching it like that. I'm a writer and reporter first, a fan of the strange and unusual second. So hopefully I tell a better story than a lot of times what's out there.
Would you and work for Fox?
Go ahead.
If they offered you a job. No, I'm only kidding. Your book, Haunted Missouri, A Ghostly Guide to Missouri's Most Spirited Spots, we recently drove through Missouri to get to Arkansas, right, where we met up with, of course, our fantastic friends of Missouri Paranormal.
Yeah,
right?
Missouri, yeah, NPR.
And they talk a lot about Missouri, and, of course, so Haunted Missouri, tell us some of the really, really hot spots that really tickle your fancy personally.
First, I want to say one thing about the book is I'm from Missouri, so I was familiar with a lot of these places, love my home state, and I wanted to tell other people about some really cool things in Missouri. All of these sites have some historic significance to the state, and they're all open to the public. So I wanted to make sure every single one of my chapters, if anybody's traveling through Missouri and wants to stop and see the spook line, if they want to stop and walk through Mark Twain Cave or walk through the house where Jesse James lived, they would be able to. There's no private residences here. Sometimes you might have to pay a fee to get in, but at least you can get in and experience things firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
Now that said, some of the most interesting spots, I mentioned Mark Twain Cave.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of my favorite stories of the book because it's creepy before I even get into the paranormal aspect.
Okay.
Back in the 1800s, it was discovered in 1820. This is near Hannibal, Missouri, called Mark Twain Cave because he used to play in it as a kid and wrote about it in The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. But when he was a kid, there was a doctor in St. Louis, Dr. Joseph Nash McDowell, who bought the cave because he wanted to conduct experiments in order to, he was trying to preserve a human body. The cave is 52 degrees all year round, constant humidity, it's perfect. He bought it, but he didn't have a body to experiment on. And then his 14-year-old daughter died of pneumonia.
So
he takes his daughter, sticks her in a copper line, or a glass-lined copper cylinder, fills it up with alcohol, and hangs it from the ceiling of one of the rooms in the cave.
Lovely. Okay?
It's not That's, still there, is it?
No, no, it's not still there.
Oh, thank heavens.
Mark Twain even wrote about this in his book on Life on the Mississippi, that people, kids, would go into the cave with some of the younger children, drag them in there, tell ghost stories, and then unscrew the lid of this copper cylinder and drag the girl's head out by the hair. Of course, all the little kids would scream and run home. So all the parents of Hannibal finally petitioned the doctor to remove his daughter's body.
Was his experiment successful? Like, did she stay preserved in this?
She was
condition?
In there for a couple of years, and she looked perfect. Yes.
Wow.
It worked, and it was really creepy.
Yeah. we're not being bad talk show hosts. We're just a little speechless. Right
yeah. I'm
That's why it's one of my favorite stories. It's the great part is the kids going in and dragging the girl's hair her head out by the hair. Twain, of course, claimed he never was one participating in that, but who knows?
Yeah. Tell me the happy ending. Is she now interred in a proper burial? Yeah.
Right, in the Nash section of a cemetery in St. Louis. Yeah, she's buried. But people, a lot of tour guides that I've interviewed have all reported seeing this girl. They have a picture of her there, and they see this girl peeking out at them from behind rocks when they're giving tours. And one guy even saw her giggle at him and walk through a wall of the cave. So she's still there in one sense or another.
And have you seen her, or have you do you know people who report, or are these just stories that you've heard, like friends of friends, or have you interviewed the guy?
Oh no, I've interviewed all these people.
Oh okay.
Yeah, again, I said at the beginning, I'm a journalist, so I've got over 250 interviews in this book.
Wow.
I wanted to get as many stories as I possibly could crammed in there, and the more people reporting the same thing, the more believable it is.
That story.
I want to go there now.
Don't we have
a convention in Missouri next year?
Next year we have a convention
next year
in Missouri.
We're going to Missouri next
yes,
year.
Yes, we're going.
Carson's in a casino.
Huh? Oh, man. I'll leave the casino for one day to go check
just
it
to
out.
Go to Mark Twain's cave. Yes, excellent. Yeah,
there are a couple of nice spots in Hannibal. Another chapter's on the Rockcliffe Mansion. People have reported visible apparitions as also on top of being touched on the back by somebody who's not really there. So there are a couple nice spots to go to.
I want to know about Spook. What's it called? Spooklight Road.
Spooklight Road is south of Joplin. Joplin is in the southwestern part
of the state.
I've been
there many times.
Yeah, that's a long way away from St. Louis, but it's attainable.
But it's doable, and it's kind of fun. I interviewed people from who were in high school in the 1920s up until people within the last couple of years and all ages in between who've seen this light. Spooklight Road points from Missouri right into Oklahoma. It's a gravel road. American Indians before there were really a lot of settlers here also reported this light bouncing through the forest. What it is a basketball-sized will-o'-the-wisp that bounces up this road and travels through people's cars and appears on the other side and just bounces off happily down the road.
Okay, one thing, I had investigated Moody's Light in Indiana, Rensselaer, Indiana, and I found that, yes, I could reproduce Moody's Light because it's actually an optical illusion, because you're actually higher on Moody's Road than on the road that's, like about a mile up north of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're actually like on a ridge looking down at other roads, which is kind of horrible because you have no clue until you measure elevations. Well, so Moody's Light is unfortunately headlights.
Mm.
But Moody's Light never came into the car. So that's an interesting twist. Did you talk to anybody who actually had that happen?
Oh, yeah, at least a half a dozen people. One of them I'd known and worked with for about 10 years and really respected this lady's opinion, and she reported the same thing having happened. About the car lights, in 1946, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers went down there to investigate it and said it was headlights. But that really doesn't explain in the early 1800s when American Indians were saying that they saw the same thing.
Right.
Same thing with our own Paulding light north in northern Michigan.
Nobody can explain that.
Which we've never seen.
The interesting, well, not I shouldn't say interesting, but the problem with, or the thing with the light, it started out, and I've heard this story dozens of times, young Indian lovers, the father, the daughter didn't approve, so they committed suicide, and that's what the lights are supposedly. I went and spent the night out there from probably about 7 o'clock until 2 in the morning, and I saw absolutely nothing. The scariest thing I saw was a teenager hood surfing at about 2 in the morning.
Well, I'd have stayed after that. I'd have been like, woohoo, this is the party spot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it is kind of a party spot because one of the ladies I interviewed said, I asked her, where's the best place to sit on Spook Light Road to see the spook light? And she said, just go out to the road, see the spot with the most beer cans, and park there.
Oh, nice.
This sounds like Bragg Road.
Sounds
in Texas.
Like a place I want to go.
Yeah, I want to be there.
We should have gone there to celebrate divorce week.
We're still like celebrating divorce week in a deserted road in the middle of nothing where all the beer cans are. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Sounds great.
Right, the fun part about it, since it's in rural Missouri, right next to Oklahoma, very close to Arkansas, at midnight when I heard a gunshot very close by. Yeah, that was worse than any ghost. Yeah.
I think, like we say all the time here, I'm not scared of the dead people, I'm scared of living people. That's a good example of it right there.
Recently, Jason, I had been on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie, right? One of the things that I had said was, that Ouija boards get a bad rap, right? That you know, people aren't thinking of, who is it, Pearl Curran and... Seth and spirits who were met through the Ouija board that write books, right? Here's one that I was not aware of, and I thought I was aware of a lot of them. You said that Mark Twain wrote a book after being deceased.
Right. There's a teacher and a budding novelist, Emily Grant Hutchings, wrote a story in 1917. Mark Twain died in 1910. She wrote a story through the Ouija board. A medium was there helping her, and Mark Twain dictated this novel to her.
Wow. Now, this is right up my alley, Jason. And one of the things, though, that I have to ask, this is something that's coming out in your second book, right? So we've got to wait before reading about this?
No, you don't have to wait before reading about this because I have a shortened version my From the Shadows blog.
That's good because Doug would have drug it out of you anyway.
Yeah, I would have called you up after the show and said, all right, you guys tell me all about it. So if we wanted to know, it's from-the-shadows.blogspot.com. And you've talked about the book that supposedly Mark Twain wrote.
It's about a guy named, I believe his name's Jasper, but his nickname was Jap Heron. It's called The Coming of Jap Heron. I've actually got a link to a website that has the book. Most of the books were destroyed. There are very few of them.
I've read that book.
You've read the book?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. He also dictated to Emily Grant Hutchings a couple of short stories called Furrow to Fortune and Daughter of Mars. I have not located those yet.
Interesting.
And these have been there's only a few copies left around, more or less. I mean, they've been destroyed over time.
About Amy? Amy, what's her name? What about her descendants and things like that?
No, the people. I know there's a book at the Mark Twain Museum in Connecticut. I don't remember, frankly, because I wrote this quite a while ago. I don't remember if there's one in Hannibal at the museum there. But again, it is available online at spiritwritings.com.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna definitely. I want to check that out.
Yeah, I'm still working on. I'm still working on this. After I printed, after that was printed, this From the Shadows also appears in a couple local newspapers in here in Missouri. I was contacted by someone from Independence, Missouri, who swears their neighbor called up Mark Twain via the Ouija board, and he also dictated a novel to them. That has not gotten any press, as far as I know, and I'm still working on dragging up more information on that one.
Hmm. Wasn't Pearl Curran and them from Missouri? I thought she was from St. Louis.
Pearl, was that the medium?
Her and her friend, and I can't think of her friend's name, had started using the Ouija board, and then she started getting all these things dictated to her. And so she wrote these books, so the Ouija board wrote these books, and I'm trying to remember the details. See, that's the problem. I usually remember things in general and not detailed.
I usually remember things in a fog.
That's how I remember all last week.
Yeah, all last week was a fog for me. Can you Google Pearl Curran? What time is it?
We got about 7 minutes.
Perfect. Google Pearl Curran real quick, because I want to see, what I'm talking about, because I'm just not being very authoritative at the moment, am I?
I guess not.
No.
How you spell it again?
P-E-A-R-L, Pearl.
Yeah.
Curran, C-U-R-R-A-N. Because I want to see exactly what this is. One of the things the Ouija board wrote was this absolutely Patience Worth. Okay.
Yeah.
So Pearl Curran and Patience Worth. And Patience Worth, I think, was the actual medium. Can you do a search on that for Missouri?
I think the Lola Hayes was the medium that when this book was written. The information that I found.
Okay.
But one of the coolest things about the entire story, I think, not just conjuring up Mark Twain and him writing a novel, but they were sued by Harper and Brothers because Mark Twain was still under, since he died in 1910, he was still under contract with Harper and Brothers Publishers.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a really cool quote by an attorney for Harper and Brothers saying, "We will put this issue up to the Supreme Court. We will have the final ruling on immortality." So went to court.
Wow.
A final ruling on immortality?
I see they had a bang up job
about it years later.
Yeah.
Well, it's because they dropped the law, so they settled out of court.
Ah, money solves everything.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'm so glad that you brought this up, because I didn't know that the book maybe I knew at some point that Mark Twain wrote that book, but I didn't have that in my, it wasn't in my, like, index of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So Mark Twain, of course, Pearl Curran, evidently was Mound City, Illinois, is where she was born.
Yeah, Mound City.
Yeah, I wonder if that's, like, right across the river, because I connect Missouri and Pearl Curran. But I don't know, I'll have to read up on Patience Worth and all that stuff eventually. Sorry about that.
Any other stories that you wanted to bring up here?
Well, there are, not necessarily from the book, but that's what I should be doing because the book's out. The book's for sale. Haunted Missouri, A Ghostly Guide to the Show Me State's Most Spirited Spots. You can find it at Amazon.com. It's a fun read full of history, and I'm kind of a smart aleck, so there's some of that in there, too.
Oh, I love it.
One of the coolest things, and I wrote about this on my blog, again, nothing to do with the book, is a UFO crash in Missouri.
Ooh.
And when was the first, what does everybody think of when they think of a UFO crash?
Roswell.
Roswell, New Mexico. And that was in 1947. In 1941, there was an alleged UFO crash and government retrieval in southeastern Missouri between Cape Girardeau and Sykeston. Interestingly enough, Rush Limbaugh's from Cape Girardeau, but let's not read anything into that, I guess.
Thank you.
a Baptist minister was called out in the middle of the night to give last rites to the pilots of an airplane that crashed, and when he went out there, it was not an airplane, and the pilots were not people. He relayed this on his deathbed to his granddaughter, and then she brought it public. That's kind of the part of the story that's better well known. But I interviewed a woman who was born in that area. Her father was in the Army Air Corps at that time, and she found out, reading notes after he died, that he was there. He knew about it, and when she went to investigate, she got a couple of nice deathbed confessions from people who were, well, I guess not deathbed, they weren't quite ready to die, but they're dead now, about the alien bodies, about that, no, it was not an airplane, that it was a UFO. And when she went and looked at all the records from the local fire department, sheriff's department, the Army Air Corps base that was down there, 1941, everything was gone. She went to the local newspapers, and there were columns in the paper that were blacked out on the microfilm. So that in itself is extremely curious. Did something happen? I don't know, but it's a cool story.
It sounds like the MO of a lot of these crashes and like that.
And that was, 6 years before Roswell.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
I've heard that time and time again. I just can't get any information on this. What's going on? What's the problem? Somebody said this happened here, but when I try to get information, I keep getting shut down and blocked out. That happens too much.
That sounds like me with my insurance company. So, I don't know. I think they learned after, they patterned it after all these
UFO crashes. They patterned
it
after UFO crashes.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Well, yeah, they think they patterned any type of service after that.
But yeah, which also sounds like when I'm trying to get information out of my wife. Honey, what's wrong? Nothing. Okay.
Nothing. You need to file a form in triplicate to get that info.
Well, Jason, we got to thank you for coming on the show. Really great. I mean, a lot of stuff going on. Haunted Missouri, a ghostly guide to Missouri's most haunted, I'm sorry, most spirited spots. Definitely check that out. Where's that available again, Jason?
Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Those would be probably the easiest places to pick it up. Or my website, JasonOffit.com.
JasonOffit.com, JasonOffutt, which of course will
be linked up. It already is.
It'll be, it's linked up at the ghostlytalk.com website, so you'll get a permanent link there.
Definitely.
One of the things that I'm going to do is, I think Bonnie's already intrigued. Before that conference next year, we have to get this, and we're gonna hit some of these spots.
Can we swing by and get Jason and take him with us?
Oh no, that would be pretty cool.
I would love that. Where's the conference, by the way?
It's in St. Louis.
Okay.
But that's okay. My car is comfortable and big, so we'll be cool. I no longer have a Ranger.
By the way,
look forward to a trip, Jason. We'll just let you know when we're going to pick you up.
Hey, please do.
Jason, hang on the line for 1 second, Jason. Guys, this is thank Jason for coming on the show. Definitely check out the book. Again,
Haunted. And the blog from theshadows.blogspot.com.
It's on hiatus right now because I'm working on my next book and something had to go, but there's still about 40 great stories on the blog.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Definitely.
Thank you, Jason.
Let's take a quick break. Coming up, Dr. James Horan.
Excellent.
We're going to be talking. I don't even know where to start with this. This is just
isn't that how it usually goes?
Well, James Horan it is. We'll be right back after this.